Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Collar versus Kansas, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 2020. The question before the court was whether states could abolish the insanity defense without violating the 8th and 14th Amendments. In other words, is there a constitutional right to the insanity defense? In the facts of this case, Craig Collar was arrested for the murders of his wife, two daughters, and his wife's grandmother in 2009. Collar had diagnoses of OCD and depression, and experts for both the defense and the prosecution agreed that he exhibited depression, OCD, borderline paranoid, and narcissistic personality tendencies. The defense expert testified that due to Collar's mental illness, he did not make the rational choice to kill his family members and had completely lost control at the time of the shooting. However, under Kansas law, a jury cannot consider mental disease or defect as a defense to a crime unless it shows the defendant lacked the mental state required as an element of the offense charged. Collar argued that Kansas's insanity defense violated due process because it permitted the state to convict a defendant whose mental illness prevented him from distinguishing between right and wrong. However, the court disagreed, and the jury returned a guilty verdict and imposed the death penalty. Collar appealed to the Kansas Supreme Court, which affirmed the conviction and his sentence. The U.S. Supreme Court ultimately granted a writ of cert. In the holding, the court held that due process does not require a state to adopt the insanity test. There is no constitutional right to an insanity defense. In the discussion, the court acknowledged that for hundreds of years, judges recognized that a criminal defendant's insanity at the time of a crime could relieve criminal responsibility. Kansas law made moral incapacity or wrongfulness irrelevant, but allowed the defense if it prevented a defendant from forming the mens rea for a crime. The court argued that no single version of the insanity defense was ingrained in law or considered fundamental, and thus states retain their authority to define the relationship between criminal responsibility and mental illness. The dissent argued that the Kansas statute eliminated the core of the defense that was rooted in tradition to be considered fundamental. The Collar v. Kansas case is an important milestone in defining the scope of the insanity defense and solidifying states' rights to determine how mental illness is handled in criminal trials. It shows the court's deference to state power in the context of criminal law and the determination of criminal responsibility.